The Bengala Upper Hunter Show starts today, and I'm joined by Keith Gooch to have a quick chat about it. Keith, how you doing, mate?
Oh, we're all pretty stressed down here, but we've been putting in a big effort for some time, and the place is looking great, and it appears as though we'll have a top show.
We just need the weather to play its part, and at this point it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. Keep our fingers crossed there, and this year we're fortunate enough to have some new facilities at the showground. we've got a new amenities block, which is new male, female toilets, disabled toilets, baby change facilities, all wheelchair accessible. And we also have a new administration block, which allows us to be quite a bit more efficient in our organisation of all the things that go on in the show.
Well, Keith, it's incredible that you bring that up, because I actually took a call from Kathy just the other day. She said she's been going to the Upper Hunter Show for, well, pretty much all of her life, and she was asking if there would be some money spent on the facilities to improve them, and that's now been done.
Yes, we were fortunate enough to get some grants. You know, when there were the COVID grants and stimulation grants were available, and we had to obviously put some of our own funds into it as well, but we were able to fund the new amenities block. We have spent some money on our old existing amenities block, and I think anyone who's ever disappointed in the old block will find it. And some of that is because we have new caretakers there at the showground who just keep the amenities block so clean. It's something we've never experienced in the history of the place. So, we're very lucky to have had that money. The Commonwealth funds that got us the amenities block. Joel Fitzgibbon will be at the show on Saturday to officially open those amenities. And Dave Lozelle will be at the showground, obviously, on Saturday. He's opening the show, but he'll also be officially opening the amenities for the administration block, because that was funded by state funds.
Well, that's some pleasing news. I imagine you are just about ready to put your feet up and take it easy after several months' worth of putting it together before you start working on the 2023 show.
I'll put my feet up come Sunday afternoon.
That's the way.
Keith, have a quiet while and reflect.
Keith, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And we appreciate the work that you and the rest of the committee put into bringing together the Bengala Up Under show.
It's our sponsors and our committee. Unbelievable the amount of work and dedication that they put into the show ground as it is, and all the functions that we have there, but for the show in particular, absolutely.